Given the return of great power politics in the age of artificial intelligence, AI, the world falls further into strategic flux where each state struggles for its survival and territorial integrity. As this happens, the emerging technologies such as AI, quantum computing, integrated internet, speed in the form of hypersonic glide vehicles, remote sensing, lethal autonomous weapon systems, swarms of drones, anti-drones, etc., are preconceived to be the game changer for winning battles and wars quickly and decisively. The evolving AI-led world is called the global third nuclear age. The proponents of AI-led technologies continue to presume that yet another revolution in military affairs appears imminent. Amidst the growing body of literature on emerging technologies, particularly on AI, many leading scholars appear to be concluding rather quickly that AI integration in the land, air and sea could transform the dynamics of warfare, endanger the survivability of retaliatory capabilities, transform the doctrinal force posturing, make the strategic rivals more offensive when it comes offense-defense dilemma, create AI-led human commander and make nuclear deterrence irrelevant. The proponents of AI argue that the lethal autonomous weapon systems in the form of autonomous drone swarms would be able to launch, fly, target and strike at will without having the humans in or on the loop. In doing so, many scholars presume that AI-related weapons, while revolutionizing the dynamics of warfighting strategies, would replace the traditional method of tactical and operational imperatives. Others argue that traditional weapon systems, such as artillery, tanks, aircraft and bombers, as well as nuclear weapons could be undermined by AI-related autonomous weapons. Still others equally argue that AI-related weapon systems might affect nuclear strategies and the related decision-making. For example, in the changing nature and character of warfare when it comes to AI-related technologies, Denise Garcia radically argued that the development of AI and its uses for lethal purposes in war fundamentally change the nature of warfare. In the similar context, Kenneth Pine also argues that AI alters the nature of war by introducing non-human decision-making. Nevertheless, the opponents of AI-related technologies are more skeptical about the dramatic impact of these technologies in terms of winning the battles rather quickly and decisively. They question if such technologies could undermine the traditional methods of warfighting strategies bolstered with tactical and operational military tactics. They also criticize and caution the proponent of AI-related technologies that such technologies could potentially undermine the traditional warfighting military weaponry.